meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Got to be in before the show begins. That's it.
Adam, you've already scared the young ladies enough. Introduce them. Please.
Unacceptable.
I'm just looking at the tape on the headphones over there, and Laura wants to know if they fit. If they don't fit, they're not. When I realize we don't have headphones, I can't stand this place anymore.
One size fits all. It's all good.
Uh-huh. Mila Kunis and Laura Prepon are both here from That 70s Show. Tuesdays, Fox, 8 o'clock, fifth season, into syndication now. That's where the big money is, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Not as much as you would think, but it's we're true. Not complaining.
Now, why isn't it as much as I would think?
I don't know. You know, a lot of people, when they hear about syndication, they're like, dude, you're making so much money. But but it really, it's the residuals get less and less as they come. But
it's 3 years worth of decent money, and then after it's like 20 cents an episode.
Huh.
But so. we're not complaining, though. It's great.
Nice. It's very nice.
Yeah. Well, but like if you created the show or wrote the show or whatever.
Yeah.
When you have points in the show and you're like
a
producer or something.
No, you get banked. We don't get points. Let's just point this out. If you have points in a show like producers do and creators do, that's when the show goes into syndication with points, then you're like made for life. But
right.
Lean up
on your mic a little bit there.
Okay.
Yeah, and now you're on
every day. It's a little scary.
Cool.
Now, did the I'm sure you guys were both recognized quite a bit anyway, but did it go up a lot when you, instead of spending a half hour?
The posters are like everywhere. Yeah. Those bizarre posters with Kiss that don't really make sense.
But with roller skating.
Rock and roll every night.
But that makes you guys kind of go like this. Does you notice that more people seem to be noticing you? Or?
Yeah, now that we're syndicated, I've gotten it a lot.
Laura notices it. She's I don't know.
Well, people used to look at, like, in my case, people used to look at me and be like, is that her? But then when they hear me talk.
No, wait. A couple of days ago, and the guy goes up to her and goes, wow, you really look like the girl from the 70s show. And she's like, literally, this guy was drunk. And then we're both sitting there, and these people are taking pictures of us, like, outside drinking water or something. This guy's like, you guys really look like the girls from That 70s Show. And they're like, really? You kind of sound like her too. Really? All right, nice meeting you. Bye. Like, totally just left.
I was nice. You made it sound like
mean. No. She was very nice, but the guy was just like whacked out. But that was so funny.
Yeah, I guess as a woman, you have to worry about
all kinds of things.
Yeah. Guy following you home. I had the exact same thing happen at the Angels game.
Really? You kind of look
like
that guy.
Yes.
I thought he was a pitcher.
No, but I don't know. You know
the guy
what's
the look like you.
Is that the thing in the pamphlet? Did you guys buy it? I was like, I don't know.
I got, I don't get that guy. I get Adam Carolla. That's the thing that's interesting about not being on a sitcom.
Right.
The guy said, you look like Adam Carolla.
Right.
All right. I hear it all the time. All right, so That 70s Show, going strong, fifth season.
Yeah.
And now into syndication, and instead of being on the air half-hour a week, you're on 2.5 hours a week, right?
That's right. My grandparents are very happy.
I think we've had every cast member of your program except the mom.
I don't know if Deborah Jo would want to do Loveline. I don't know if she'd be into it.
You've had Kurtwood?
Yep.
Yes.
Really?
Great. Yeah.
Yes.
He's great.
That
That's
I would
awesome.
Love to listen to.
Yeah.
Kurt was rad.
Papa 70's Show was in here 8 months ago.
Yeah, I don't think it was that long. Yeah, but he was great.
You guys should get Deborah Jo. I think that'd be kind of fun.
It would be fun.
She, you'd be surprised, but she's kind of, feisty.
Sexy lady?
Yeah.
Drew's a passionate man, maybe.
We'd get along great.
We'd have a look today.
Oh, well, nice.
Ayla?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I'm currently sexually active, but I can't have an orgasm. Even like when I like do it myself, I can't reach orgasm.
She's 17. Ladies?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Free.
Wait, make me take this one?
Laura's done this show before.
I figured.
I don't know. I'm a little...
Well, isn't there like a medical reason for some girls not being able to have an orgasm?
Well, most women under about 20, 22 have difficulty.
There
most.
You go.
So she's normal having difficulty. And very few would have orgasm during intercourse.
Well, maybe her boyfriend doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, none.
But no,
zero.
But then she doesn't
less than zero. Drew, is there a number less than zero?
No, that's not stomach probabilities. It's uncommon.
But even if she does it
herself?
So
in a couple years, then she'll have it happen.
It'll start, her biology will start to sort of operate better. She'll start to figure out how things work. And it's a matter of really sort of paying attention and
You're 17. But, you may want to try the tub.
Mm-hmm.
How about that tub?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No.
You do or don't?
Nice sound effects.
You know, use a little water action.
Yeah.
Waterfall.
Jacuzzi jets work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You've been there.
Jacuzzi jets do work for you.
Yes.
Right.
All right.
So then what are you talking about then?
She's 17 and she knows, oh my God.
Yeah.
So it has happened then,
Well, she knows it kind of happens there.
Does she climax at all? Is there a climax or she can't?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You have a boyfriend?
That's a hard concept for me to get.
No, not right now.
No, I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm just wondering if she can't just finish an orgasm or if she kind of
can't
gets,
have one.
Wow.
All right, it'll come, pardon the pun. No boyfriend?
No, not right now.
All right, you're all right. Well, actually, maybe you need one more now, actually.
Yeah,
you're fat.
It might
help.
Please.
Well, when guys are that young, I don't think they know what they're doing. I mean,
No.
So in a couple years, it'll happen.
Yeah. Guys have a nice window. Like, when they're young, they don't know what they're doing. And then when they get about our age...
They don't care.
We don't care. Right. So a little window in here of about...
Yeah.
For me,
so when you turn 20, start taking advantage of it.
I think my window was about 4.5 months. I think it was 24 and a half just before 25.
That, young, huh?
That was my care window.
Impressive. Too bad you were cleaning
carpets. I was single during that time, right. Mike? Mike.
Yes.
You're 43. What's up?
Hi, I was listening the other night, and I heard Adam say that he's an expert at receiving oral.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, I am. Hold on. Would you girls like me to demonstrate my technique? There we go. Watch that.
Nice.
True. You narrate. I'm just going to put the mic down.
Mic's down. Adam is taking a few deep breaths.
All right.
And
action.
There it is. Okay.
Was that it?
That was it.
Nice.
That's what she says.
That was very nice.
It's good, right?
That was quick.
That was great.
I barely moved.
Yeah.
I didn't make
like
a fist and start smacking my groin area or anything. I just held still, leaned back
and
a little.
And received.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Spread the news.
We will.
No trouble for me when it comes to receiving oral. Mike?
To flesh this story out, we had a prostitute call in a couple nights ago. Remember this last night?
Oh, yeah, she was a great.
And
she
said that was her specialty. And Adam said, oh, that's
my specialty was receiving. Our kids would be amazing. Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Why? Are you trying to steal my crown? Do you claim you're the best at receiving oral?
How can I be the best at receiving oral? You see, if I get oral, I want to do the other thing.
Oh, you want to move on?
Yeah,
because
you're a passionate man. That's what. That's
because you care.
That's what Drew. You care. You're 43 and you care.
That's great. See, his window is a lot bigger. See, that's
she likes
good.
Adam, see how that works?
No.
She responds.
No.
Yes, good thing, Adam. It's
no.
Nice
you know what's
thing.
Going on? He has what Drew has, which is the guys who don't really like oral sex, don't like receiving oral sex. It's not that they don't like it, but they're impatient. Like they get that for they get that for a minute
and
they're like
on.
I gotta move on. Yeah,
they relax and enjoy it. They enjoy it a little more.
They can't with that vagina floating around out there that they can't get to. And also, Drew, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are excitable guys too.
Yes, or, I mean, sympathetic tone is up.
They have difficulty just sort of.
Yeah.
They don't get a lot of massages and foot rubs. They're not guys that like to be handled and pampered.
I think you're right. I think. Well, I don't want to get into too much here, but when you're developing, your tone gets set depending on what happens to you in the first couple years of life. You either become parasympathetic or sympathetically predominant. You're parasympathetic. Your engine barely runs.
Thank you.
No, really.
His little jump start.
And I'm like over. I'm sympathetically predominant. I'm over.
For you to hold still for
anything.
15 minutes and receive a BJ would be uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
Yes.
So maybe you're like Drew. Maybe just you have a fast motor.
I don't know. It's a shame I only have one.
One penis or one motor? One penis.
Yes.
All right. Are you married?
No, I'm painfully single.
Mm. Okay. Painfully single.
Does he have, like, a steady girlfriend?
No, I'm guessing
maybe
no.
They can, like, move up slowly, like, one day do for, like, a minute and then have sex, and two
small
minutes
gradients.
Have sex. Exactly.
Right. Good call, Mila. Good call.
See, I'm thinking, you know.
Right.
Well, there's a problem.
That's my plan, except we start at 20 minutes.
Okay, wait, what's the problem?
Here's the punchline.
I'm a cab driver in New York.
All right.
That's the problem?
I meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
But their taxi and limousine commission rules that prohibit me from, you know, doing it with the people I meet while I'm working.
Right. Because the Lord knows if those rules weren't in place, you'd bang every model that jumped in the back of your hack, right? I know how it is. They're hot. I mean, they see the back of that guy's nappy head with the crappy sweatshirt and the dandruff and the name they can't pronounce on the hack license up there. They get hot. Hot.
Big
super hot.
Hot.
I mean, you guys love a guy who drives
every
a cab, right?
New York, I'm like, woo!
And Eartha Kitt chimes in.
That's
yeah.
The
plexiglass is to protect you from jumping
off
the guy.
And yeah, you'd be raped. You'd be raped from behind. Yeah, okay. These guys who are single are always sort of perplexed as to why they're single. Yeah. And then you speak to them for
and it kind of makes a little more sense.
2.5 minutes, and you're like, no, okay. I'm surprised no one's killed you yet. Forget about single.
Oh,
you're ahead of the game. Robert?
All right.
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering if ecstasy will do anything to your penis size or anything.
No, but it will make it not work very well. You're 14. How many times have you done ecstasy?
About maybe once a week.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
no,
it can really damage your brain. Even at any
it'll
age.
It'll damage more than your brain, I would think.
Well, it really...
Does it make you, like, can you still get it up if you do it for many years? Or?
Yeah, I can get it up easily.
No, but listen, there's the limbic area of the brain actually becomes destroyed by ecstasy. And when someone's brain is developing at 14, 15, 16, before you really finish that developmental phase, the potential of real serious harm is rather profound.
But isn't even going to puberty, isn't it, like, the most important to be, like... Pure
well,
and
it really, the brain is very plastic up until about 16. I see the most serious problems later on in adulthood with people that start using drugs at 14 or 15 or below. Then it's because the frontal lobe development, the kinds of integrative function that needs to develop, just can't happen under the influence of some of these drugs. Pot does that, and ecstasy certainly does that.
So, I mean, the older he gets, will he be able to not function as
He's going to have depressions. He's going to have difficulty with arousal. It's just going to be a mess.
I already have depression. I take, like, Effexor or something.
Well, it's going to get a lot worse, I'm afraid, Rob. But please stop doing the ecstasy, all right?
Okay, and another thing is my friend, like, suffers from migraines.
Mm.
And do you know what that's called? And
what a migraine is called?
Well,
hold on, you want to look that up? Let's just start with that. Starts with an M, right?
No, well, she's been, like, suffering them for, like, a year or so.
I've had migraines for a really long time. And you know what my problem was an eye. So your friend really has incredible migraines in the back of her head. She should get her eyes checked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, what'd you need? What'd they do to you?
I actually have a huge problem with my eye, but with my right eye. I have cataract glaucoma and iritis in my right eye, which... Whatever, it's fine, but...
She has two different color eyes. She's, like,
yeah,
a husky.
I'm bizarre, but,
It's very cool.
Thanks, Pri.
No problem.
But, the way I found was a problem was because the back of my head, I'd have constant migraines for, like, days, and you can't get rid of them with medicine, nothing.
But those aren't migraines.
But essentially, it's what they feel like. They feel like
a
migraine.
His 14-year-old friend doesn't know if it's a migraine
or not.
Right,
so the headache, she's just getting her eyes checked.
I think that's the point, is that there are hundreds of causes of bad headaches. Migraine is one.
Right. I mean, if you're diagnosed with migraines, then it's different.
Yeah, he needs a diagnosis, the friend.
Yeah. We go to the doctor. Yeah. Don't crap on Mila's point, though.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm just saying that if she has headaches, she should just...
I know what you're saying.
Maybe you should just do some ecstasy and everything will be...
There you go. Okay. Laura's got a fan of the ecstasy. So.
Is there anything worse than a depressed male teenager? It's always that.
At 14.
I'm picturing the bad skin with the bad mustache coming in, and he's not sure what to do with his hair, and he talks real slow.
I can't imagine ecstasy making it feel any better.
It does when they're using it. That's why they use it. But it leaves. I mean, you've seen the PET scans where you leave the big holes in the brain.
That's what ecstasy does.
Oh yeah, it's a mess.
I get to see
these guys 10 years later. I'll see him at the hospital.
Yeah. I get to talk to him, though. That's right.
Well, then they're not 14-year-old screwballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk to these people.
24-year-old screwballs.
But at least they're young enough to stop if they want. Now, 10 years from that point, they might not.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Tom?
Yes, sir.
You're 25?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
My mother is an alcoholic. My wife's father is an alcoholic. Between the two of us, my wife and I, we don't split a six-pack in a month.
Mm-hmm.
What's the probability of our children being alcoholics?
If you really don't have the gene, which it's hard to say just because you don't drink, it's zero. Or okay. Got to approach zero anyway.
Are you trying not to drink, or right. Is it just something you're not interested in?
That's the question.
It's just something I've never really done. I mean, I saw how it affected my mother.
I understand. People see that, so they avoid alcohol, but then they smoke pot, or they take Vicodin, or they do something else.
No, I've never touched a drug in my life.
And how about your wife?
She used to do a little pot when she was younger, but she hasn't touched it for the past 3 or 4 years.
So. And nothing currently? Not taking any substances? No Xanax?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
How about a little gambling or porn addiction or something good like that?
Well, everybody likes a little porn now and then.
Yeah. Number one receiver for oral sex. 3 years running now, by the way.
Well, I wouldn't consider 10 times a day addiction in porn, so...
What did he say?
You watch porn 10 times a day?
I think he's making a joke. All right, Tom, your kids are going to be fine.
Great, yeah. I appreciate the help.
All right, hey, good times. Do you have any kids yet?
Not yet, but we're trying. My wife was actually just diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Good times?
Yeah.
So it's been a little hard.
Keep her weight down. Make sure she exercises. You got to watch out for diabetes later with that.
Yeah, she's on, I believe...
Glucophage.
No, it starts with an A, I believe.
On what?
Oh, wait a second. I'm putting them on hold. I can't.
She's on what? Tom? Me? She's on what?
Yeah, it starts with an A, I believe.
Avandia?
No, it's something.
All right. Whatever. Jesus Christ.
I think I need the dictionary now.
Who cares what she's on? She's on something. That's the important thing. Oh, I'm going to raise my kids in a giant habit trail. you know what I'm going to do? Five kids, I'm going to convince them that they have one of those diseases where they can't be in contact with the outside world.
The bubble. Yeah.
The boy in the bubble.
Bubble boy.
Like John Travolta.
Yeah.
And I'm going to raise them in a giant habit trail, and they'll have one of those balls
they can roll around in. But they can breathe through it. And, yeah, no, of course.
Filter the air.
It'll make them so much better in life.
they'll be great.
No STDs.
No, they'll be so safe and pure.
No fights.
No.
I'd say they commit suicide by 14.
But no, they can't. Yeah. They'll
find a way. They'll plug a little hole in the bubble.
No shoelaces.
Into the bubble.
No, nothing.
And they, pop the bubble and then use the bubble as, a little wrap
around
their head.
Roll the bubble out of the freeway or over a cliff or something.
put a tether on it and a stake in the lawn. Like corkscrew stake in the lawn, you know, it only has about 30 feet of rope on it so they can't get too far. You mean if lightning hits the corkscrew?
Yeah.
I'm going to make it out of a alloy that doesn't transmit electricity.
No, they have an electric fence and a collar, and every time they go out, they get electric.
Like
they get a shock.
Deer fence.
Whatever it is, the kid will be fine.
It can work.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Take care of that kid. All right. Should we have
six?
Speak to Jay, who's 17. Jay?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right, by the way, first thing I want to say, Lauren, you played Donna, right?
Yep.
I think you're hot, just so you know.
Thank you.
Just so you're clear.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, wait a minute.
I appreciate that.
Did you go by Laura or Lauren?
I get both, but I'm not really, whatever. It's fine. It's Laura.
I'm so in love with you, by the way. I love people who don't care. You're so passionate about not caring. Yeah, well,
they called her
nickname.
Pre? I don't know.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Prepon, because it's Laura Prepon, so it's Pre.
They called her Pre when she walked in.
They all call me Pre.
It's shorter. It's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get lazy
in
5 years.
She's a little brownie.
So.
Brownie.
Little brownie.
Little brownie.
And she's big red.
Yeah.
Big red.
Yeah.
Just to get into our nicknames. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
All right. Anyhow, sorry. You said earlier, I remember you guys were talking about how your guys are not experienced. Obviously couldn't get that one girl that was couldn't orgasm. I remember you telling me that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said was that 17-year-old Adam, I believe, said 17-year-old males, come on. How inspirational.
Oh, are you offended that we said that 17-year-old guys don't know what they're doing?
I'm a pro.
I was just trying to prove the exception to the point for those of you guys out there that can, that, yeah, we can.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, you sound hot, Jay. What are you wearing? All right, listen. Are these the kind of calls we have to take?
We say
17-year-old guys aren't great in the sack. Oh, we got a little rebuttal. We got a 17-year-old from Pasadena who wants to say he's hot in the sack. Noted, Jay. Thank you. All right. Well, I guess I was all wrong about this topic. Drew, what about you? If you turn it around?
No. Still trying to figure out what to do with the calls. But maybe we should clear the deck here.
We should?
Except for this one.
Derek?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah, I'm 16.
What's up?
I just want to say that you guys are both, I wish everybody in the world was as logical as you two, because then the world would be almost perfect. But anyway.
Almost, but not quite.
Logical, I think you said.
Yeah, it came out like law school.
Yeah, just about. I mean, there's still a few idiots out there. But anyway, my problem is right after I masturbate, like for an hour or two, like any thought of sexual, anything sexual with a girl just disgusts me, and it just grosses me out, and I don't know what the deal is.
Disgusting?
Yeah.
Maybe because you're tired afterwards and you don't want to have to deal with it. I don't know.
It's like eating. You
but he's 16,
buffet,
though.
But shouldn't you be turned? I mean, unless he's interested in the opposite sex.
Yeah, but if he's 16, shouldn't he, when he's done, be like turned on right again 5 minutes later?
It seems like it.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Are you disgusted with everyone else or disgusted with yourself?
Disgusted, like, I can't think of anything sexual at all with a girl, like, myself. But
and then you sort of disgust yourself with the ideas of it.
Yeah, kind of.
You know what that like, you've mentioned that feeling before.
Now I disgust myself.
Yeah. It's sort of a guilt.
Not for an hour.
After he receives.
After he's done. So after professionally.
He's the number one receiver.
Yeah, you guys want to see my... Yeah, there it is. Nice, huh?
Yeah, very.
No trouble for me. Not at all. That's right, like a corpse. Steady as a rock. You cut a diamond on my forehead. I wouldn't move. Hey, Derek?
Talk about the other working part.
All right. No. Couldn't poke a hole in a loaf of bread. Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares? You're fine. You don't like chicks for an hour? Good. You just beat off. Then that hour comes up and you're ready to beat off again, right?
There you go.
Well, okay. There's nothing psychological.
No, you're fine.
If you're vomiting and beating yourself with a slipper or something, that's one thing. Or if you have ambivalent feelings toward women sexually, maybe you're thinking about guys or something. That's all of you molested or something. Is there anything we need to know about?
No, I was molested when I was younger, but that's it.
Wait a minute.
Except for that.
I'm wondering.
Bogus?
Yeah.
Seriously, it's not.
Who molested you?
My mom when I was, like, I remember when I was, about 7 or 8, getting my first
perfectly
erection.
Normal, perfectly healthy.
Your mom did what? What did she do?
I went in, after I had my first erection, I went in, I didn't know what was going on, you know, because I was scared. I didn't know. I thought something was wrong with me, like most little kids do. And I went in there and I asked her what was wrong, and she freaking felt it. And it was like, I didn't know any better, you know, I was little.
What did she do?
She just felt it, and I didn't know any better.
Well, touching, I mean, that's sort of, I agree, a boundary violation, but she just touched it and went out.
Well, listen, my buddy Chris took a towel and he wound it like a rat's tail and he snapped his brother Ricky in the nuts with it. And his mom had to rub cream on it. And I mean, he whacked it. I mean, snapped it right on the sack. The kid was 6. He was screaming, you know, running around the house. It was great. It was great. We were like 13. But the point is her mom... His mom touched, you know, him.
She touched him, or sex?
Yeah, I mean, she had to have known what was going on, and it wasn't like...
Derek, I got a sense that there was already some disgust in you about sexual organs and girls and mom and stuff like that. Like, those feelings were already kind of flying around.
There's no way I would have sex now.
Wait, hold on a second. Now, what's wrong with this, Derek? Quiet down, Drew.
With his dad?
Would you quiet down and let me speak for a second? Something's wrong with this kid's brain. I don't know if this is bogus. I don't know if he just misinterpreted this. I don't know if there's more that his mom did and he's not letting on. So let me question him for a second. Mm. Derek.
Yeah.
What did your mother do besides touch it?
I went in there. I had been in bed and I had, you know, popped an erection. And I went in there and I said, you know, I was like, what's wrong with this? What is something wrong with me? And she goes, let me see. And I pulled down my drawers and she felt it.
What else? That's it.
Like, just rubbed it or, like, touched it? What did, like...
Yeah, like, they rubbed it, and then, you know...
He's bogus. Yay! This is bogus. First off, no 7-year-old gets a boner and goes, ask what's wrong with this. Yeah. It makes sense. It sounds like you would do it. Mm. Nobody's ever done it.
Would you remember
You got
it,
two
though?
Boys, Drew. They ever run in and ask you what's wrong with their dork?
Are you high?
Drew snapped a towel at it, right? No, they don't do that. And then he won't come clean with it. She touched it. You better come up with something. You're scared. You didn't know what was going on.
Honestly,
really?
Adam,
I don't believe you. And would you please tell me what your mom did other than touch it? What does that mean? Did she yank on it? She put it in her mouth? What'd she do?
No, she just felt it, like, felt it. I mean, that's bad.
Sexually, in a sexual way? Did she caress it?
Like she was examining it to see if something was wrong. You came in complaining about something wrong with your penis. She'd feel it, look what's going on.
Then what?
Yeah, what Dr. Drew said, that could be, I guess that's what she was doing. I hope that's what she was doing. I hope she wouldn't do anything.
Did it ever happen again, or was it like one time?
No, it was just that one time. All right,
that's not molested by your mother. You walking your little 7-year-old boner into the kitchen and asking her to look at it.
No, see.
Something's wrong with there.
I know. Disgust is an interesting emotion, okay? Disgust is not something. It's a very.
It's not disgust.
I just know that it's a very, very powerful emotion. It's not something that usually people experience after just masturbating. Okay. I mean, disgust was flying around for him already. Something happened early on.
Let me ask this: is he angry? Is there something up with him?
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Like, yeah. Does his dad beat on him or something? Derek.
Yeah.
Are you an angry guy?
No, the one thing that makes me angry is pregnant chicks at my school. They, like, we used to not have any, and then this year we had 13, and that really pissed me off.
Now, where's your dad? Mm-hmm. Where's your dad,
okay,
Derek?
That's exactly what I was looking
Where's
for.
Your dad, Derek?
What's that?
Where's your dad?
My dad lives with me. We have a good family life.
He does.
And you weren't adopted or anything yourself?
No.
Dad never beat on you or anything?
No,
this is a subtler thing. This is between him and mom early.
There's something weird. You have strange feelings toward women, Derek.
Yes, that's
you're
right.
You're gonna be one of these weirdo guys if you don't be too careful. So just relax, would you? Stop with the impulse, and beat off. Give yourself 2 hours before you're done being disgusted next time.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mila and Laura both here from That 70 Show Tuesday night. Fox and Fox. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mila Kunis and Laura Prepon are both here tonight. That 70s Show, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox and in syndication as well. Wait a minute. Mila, you do Meg on Family Guy?
Which is currently canceled.
Unacceptable.
That is you. Yeah. That's right.
But they're coming
out
with a
show.
It's a great, and it's an extremely smart show. They're coming out with a DVD package.
Oh,
with
really?
Like all the shows. Yeah, it'll be awesome. We'll have commentary of like Seth and I and Alex and Seth MacFarlane doing all this stuff. It'll be great. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's a really fun show. I don't know why they canceled it, but it was really fun.
Yeah, it was a little too good for people.
It should have been like a Comedy Central show. It should not have been a network show.
Yeah. It was really funny, really good.
But it also went up against Friends or something like an NBC where it just didn't.
They kept moving it around and people are
Well, premiered after what, Super Bowl or something, they just went downhill from then.
Yeah, they kept moving it around. I love that show.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, big fan. Sean?
Hello?
26, what's up?
My wife, about a year ago next month, had a baby. And, ever since she had the baby, she has, like, no sex drive. And I was just kind of wondering, is that normal, or when will it be back?
How long ago was the baby?
I like the sound effects. This is the greatest sound effects I've ever heard.
She had it, it'll be a year ago next month.
A year ago next month, so it's been over a year. Has she been depressed, too?
A little bit. She says she has been. She says she just doesn't feel like herself.
Well,
isn't there something attached to having a baby afterwards? Where
I know.
Like,
didn't Marie Osmond have the thing where she went like...
Well, there's postpartum depression.
Yeah, there's that.
Which is what one of the things that caused that woman to go kill her 5 children. I mean, it can be very, very severe.
Right.
Or it's also common for the massive hormonal shifts of pregnancy just to leave women in sort of an altered state biologically. Is she still breastfeeding?
No.
All right. And just that, it's very common for women to have no libido, not to mention you're adding in the child care demands and the change in your family systems and how you perceive each other as parents now. But oftentimes, something as simple as just getting on a birth control pill and stabilizing the hormonal environment will get her sex drive back.
Well, she's on ortho-tricyclin, I believe.
All right. Well, she may, that's the one that usually works, but for some people it doesn't, and she may try switching around a little bit. And okay. Then if not, she needs to be evaluated to see if indeed there is a depression, because that can be really serious.
Sean?
Okay.
Calling from New Jersey?
Right.
Yep. Real Jersey boy.
Nice.
Born and raised, right?
Laura's hometown.
I'm from Jersey. What? There's no cows in Jersey.
No, where's Sean from?
Newark.
Newark.
By the airport.
Born out there?
What?
Doesn't sound like
Born where? Trenton.
Trenton.
Born Trenton, Adam. Come on.
Wow.
Can't you hear the Trenton accent?
Sure. What? Where's your dad from?
North Carolina.
There we go. That's it.
Yeah, you sound like that.
Yeah, that, you sound like your dad, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, and it just didn't sound like New Jersey to me. That's all. Just surprised to see that he was born there.
Yeah.
So now here's a guy who probably spent a little more time at home, maybe doing a little hunting and fishing with dad than with the guys.
Want to ask him?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, not a judgment.
Yeah,
Sean.
Yeah.
Were you close with your dad? Are you close with him?
No, he's dead.
No. Uh-huh.
I mean, growing up.
You killed him in a hunting accident? Oh, that is not funny.
No, growing up. I wasn't laughing at the death of his father. I was laughing
That's
at
what I
your
heard.
Reaction.
That's what I heard. When did he die?
85.
Oh.
That wasn't long
ago. When you were like 8?
He's trying to keep his spirit alive with the accent.
You were like 9 years old when he died?
Eight.
8 years old. And were you guys very close before that?
Not really.
Oh, Adam, so much for that theory.
why do you sound like Enos?
Let me float
from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Let me float something. When your dad died, they didn't send you back down to your grandparents in North Carolina to be raised for a while, did they?
Yeah, we moved to Jordan.
Oh, right. Oh, come on.
Look at the world's dumbest callers. World's dumbest.
Well, I was just letting you go. I mean, you were, going around trying to figure it out. I was just letting you figure
okay,
it out.
Okay, but listen to me.
It's so passive-aggressive.
Now, listen, Sean, you sound like you popped out of the... You sound like... what are you guys doing over there?
We're
doing
trying to figure out what his problem is. Is this the wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound like you popped out of the goddamn cornfield in Hee Haw to tell a joke. Then it says up on the screen you're from New Jersey, so I say I'm confused. Yeah, I ask if you were born there. Right. Hey, you just keep going. Hey, you beat me on a technicality, you genius. I hope you never get laid. Okay. Never. Idiots.
He has a wife.
There's no idea what...
Yeah, but she doesn't
are people like
a
passive-aggressive? Do they not know what we're asking? Jeez, Drew, at least you got to the bottom with sending him back to North Carolina.
Yeah.
What's up with you two? It says he's from New Jersey, and you guys are like, uh-huh, that's
what?
Right.
I'm from Jersey.
I'm Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah, did you know a lot of guys like Sean in Jersey? Yeah,
hell.
All right, why didn't you say something?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Why do
you know
I got to play the
when
heavy?
When I have kids, I want them to speak their British accent, so I was actually... But then I want them to drop it when they're around 14. So I'm listening, like, why would he have the accent when he's from Jersey? I was interested.
You know what it is? People just go with
Did
whatever.
I just freak you out? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No. Well, you just said, like, hey, Conference. Jersey boy.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Jersey boy.
Just smoke on something first.
You guys high?
Yeah.
You guys are high.
They are high.
No.
Yeah, we're pretty high right now.
Yeah. No.
All right. Yeah.
Look, we're trying to pay attention, but the whole accent thing threw us off. We were listening about the pregnant wife and all that.
He didn't have an accent when he was originally talking about his wife, did he? Or am I
just
crazy?
Yes,
he did.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I think he was just messing with you guys.
What's interesting, now they're on the ball. Now they're with us.
No, he wasn't. He did what he said he did. He went back to South Carolina or Georgia.
But...
Right,
lost my train of thought.
Good. Let's hope
is that people kind of go with whatever you tell them. You know what I mean? People don't stop naturally. They don't stop and go, whoa, wait, what are you talking about? Who are you talking
to? He's afraid you guys are going to make fun of him.
Well, no. I mean, we all do this. We just kind of go. Somebody goes, oh, I'm from Jersey. And you go, oh, okay. Sounds like he's from North Carolina, but says he's from Jersey. So.
Yeah, but I think he was intentionally having a little fun with us.
Right.
He said he was tugging our chain a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe he was
questions.
High.
There you
exactly.
go.
Yeah,
that's what
see
I'm
that?
Thinking.
That's
yeah.
for me. Like,
nice.
There you go.
Yep.
Good call, Mills.
Thanks, Bree. I'm thinking.
Clayton,
you're 21.
Hey, how you doing, Adam? How you doing, Drew?
Hey.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask the girls a question. What were your experiences with getting into acting, and what would you recommend for me?
For God, you've been keeping track of his career.
I thought we were going to help kids with sexual problems. What?
Maybe he can have sex with a casting director.
Yeah, right? That can work. Go have sex with, like, a big producer. No, I'm kidding.
Get the hell out of Bakersfield, Clayton, right?
Yeah, where are you from?
Bakersfield, California. Move to Los Angeles.
No. Do we need Clayton running around here? Really? Is that we need him bringing us our iced tea? No. Stay in Bakersfield.
No, wait, here. Seriously, though, keep studying acting. That's my advice. Wow. Study it, yeah. And then sooner or later it'll happen.
Are you studying acting, Clayton?
To an extent, it's just, right now I'm stuck in a body shop job. I just can't get out of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm trying to make a future for myself, but there's just no openings up, you know?
What do you mean make a future?
I don't know, man. I've been, like, poor my whole life, and it's kind of like, I just want to get out of this crap, dude.
Maybe you can play Adam in the Adam Carolla story.
Yeah.
So are you acting because you love acting, or are you acting because you think you'll make a lot of money and that's the only reason why you do it?
No, it's...
Because it's a lot harder than just...
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't, because you won't probably end up making money when you start. You probably end up being in debt when you start.
Oh, I understand that completely. I've actually helped on two sets that were actually out here in Bakersfield, which is kind of funny, you know, and then I've seen the hard work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you doing at the body shop?
Right now I'm doing prep sanding and masking,
mm-hmm.
and then clean up after they come out of the paint booth.
Mm-hmm. So, nice. Yeah. You'll do a little wet sand action on
actually, that's the buffer's job.
Mm. And I put the catalyst from the Bondo on my face once.
The hardener?
Yeah, the hardener. Mm-hmm. 90% benzoyl peroxide.
Dude, that stuff is hot, man.
Yeah, it's good. Works on zits.
Oh, yeah.
It burns a hole in your face.
Well, gets rid of the zit.
There you go.
Hey, Clayton, listen. Start doing whatever you can do. You know, go down to see about the theater, you know, the local theater, the classes,
but
all that stuff.
Do it because you want to.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, don't do it to make
money. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition. Yeah. You just have to love doing it because it can, you know.
And stick with it. I mean, it'll be hard.
Just take some classes.
Right. Don't move to L.A., though.
Understandable.
All right, buddy.
I don't just want anyone else.
Good times. Good times.
You too, brother.
All right. Yeah, you do it because you love it. That's right.
That's why you do what you do, Adam.
No, listen. I really made a conscious decision. Carpentry sucked, and I didn't make any money. And I used to listen to, morning radio when I was swinging a hammer. I'd be listening to, Mark and Brian or Rick Dees or something. I'd be like, how much are these homos getting paid? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? These retards are getting $2 million a year, and I'm getting $25,000 a year? Oh, I got to do this. These guys are horrible. Yeah. Now look at me. Not making that much money. Yeah. Yeah. But if you combine my 8 jobs, I'm still getting paid almost as much as Mark or Brian. Oh, can you believe that? What has gone wrong with this industry?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Last night, the pie's been divided up so much.
Oh, my God. I got to go kill myself.
All right.
Well, Laura and Miller both here from That 70s Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Griffin, and you're listening to Loveline, which I'm not allowed to listen to because they say works like grass.
Yeah, me and Laura are both here from That 70s Show. Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock on Fox and in wide syndication. And Seth Green as Chris from That 70s. You guys haven't?
No, I was asking her when we were on,
because we don't know what our schedule is.
Well, we were preempted by baseball, so I was asking Mel if she knows if we're coming on tomorrow or not.
Mm.
We're not telling secrets over here.
Mm. Well, conferences.
We'll definitely let you guys in.
Tell you that that baseball. I was at game 6. Crazy.
Was it fun? I went to game 1 and 2. Laura and I went.
Yeah, I only went to game 1, but it was a great time.
Down 5 runs in the 7th inning.
Game was great.
It was fun.
You know this? I like the second game so much better because in the first inning they got 5 runs. Second inning was 4. I mean, it was so much more.
Oh, that was
it.
Yeah, yeah.
The first game was kind of dragged on, but. The rally monkey came on way too many times.
What is up with the rally monkey?
It's cool because it's nice and gets the audience all pumped up after the 7th.
It's just a monkey jumping on a chair.
Right, but it's an angel thing, and it's only supposed to come out after the 7th inning if the angels are down.
Where is it? Where is he?
He's jumping on a chair.
He's on a screen. He's not actually at the game, which is what...
he's just on the billboard.
He just pops up and he goes, rally time, rally time.
It's really weird. I didn't get it. I was what's up with the monkey?
The first game, it was on every other inning, the rally monkey popped up. And
now they bring him out a little bit later.
It's 7th inning if the Angels are losing.
Right. Well, they brought him out in the sixth of game six, as I recall. All right, you ready to go here?
Nope.
Want to know any more about game one there, Drew?
No, I'm
not. Because game six, game six.
I don't know, game one was pretty
never
good.
Never in the history has a team been down by
five.
Yeah,
really?
I was at that game. But all right, well, if I ask more about game one, or do you want to go back to the call? So, yeah?
Let's go back.
Okay. Fantastic.
Let's talk about the parking problems.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You talking about parking?
Never before. Never before.
We are having problems.
Aiden just did a lot.
We need to get Adam on one of his rants.
Yes.
This close. But Drew, what's up with you? Lean back in your chair. Relax. Can't finish a thought tonight with this Drew over here. Mike?
Hey.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Just asking a quick question. Just wondering which condoms were more effective, if the male or the female were.
I don't know if there's a difference in effectiveness.
Oh, really? Like,
if they're used properly.
So both can work as...
What? Female condoms? What?
Uh-huh. You've seen those.
Oh, I never understood those.
Neither did I.
Don't even go there. It's too confusing.
They're like big sacks with a...
You put it up the...
It's a ring on the end. You sort of compress and it...
How
do you take it out? What do you just stick...
The whole lot of it's outside already. You just kind of pull
it. Oh, that just sounds like too much work.
Yes.
Out of curiosity, how effective are condoms?
About 88%. Used properly, they're pretty good.
Well, if they don't break or you put them on right. Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking about using the female condom?
I don't know.
That laugh was, there's no opportunity to use any condom.
Yeah.
You're just writing a paper, right? You're not going to get laid for another 5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
A lot.
Good time.
Hey, do you have a car?
Do I have a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
64 Camaro.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a hot car. You should be getting laid.
Yeah.
He's like, yep.
But, you guys are gorgeous. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Adam.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering, did you ever do stand-up, before you got onto radio and all that stuff? Or, like...
Me? A little bit. Not much. Didn't like it.
Why? What was wrong with that?
A little bit, like twice.
Probably 40 times or something. I didn't like the repetition part.
Translation? Okay. He wasn't good.
And, Drew, you know what you'd be making if I wasn't here?
I'm not saying you're not good now. You weren't good at stand-up.
Seriously, you ever stop and think what your paycheck would be?
Probably still zero.
Drew, you're getting zero when I... you're getting,
near
80
zero.
Grand a year or something when I showed up. You ever think about that? Think about if your old partners are sitting in this chair. What you think you'd be making? Think about that. Okay. Let's go, sorry, I had to take a little serious turn there for a second. But Drew's motto is I'll make him the money and make the phone calls. We'll get it all worked out. Carl?
Yeah.
You're 31?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I kind of had a question for the girls.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
I have this friend, and we've been friends for a while, and over the time I fell in love with her. And she's just recently coming out of an abusive marriage.
How old is she?
She's 27.
27?
And he's 30.
Mm-hmm. How did you become her friend? Was it work or something?
Actually, we go to karaoke together.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know that you are in love with her?
Well, that's where the problem came in.
Hang on a second. Carl.
Yeah.
Forget it. You were into her from the moment you saw her.
Yeah. And she was in an abusive relationship, which means she's got issues.
But you right away sort of went for this, but knew to hold back.
You're picking up the pieces, and you're up there singing Tears of a Clown,
and
it's very ironic.
He's going to be the rebound.
Wait, he didn't know about the abusive
relationship. Yeah, but the guys do this. Guys if they're going to be in a friendship, it's because they can't get it going further. And they kind of contain themselves and wait. And now as the relationship falls apart, he lets his feelings kind of develop, and here we are, now you're in.
But do you really want to be involved with someone who's getting out of an abusive relationship?
Well, I didn't meet her until after she was out of the relationship.
Okay. Now, what does she say now? Does she want to be involved?
What happened was my best friend told her that I was in love with her, and she really freaked.
Yeah. Why did she freak?
Because She has feelings for me, but she's afraid.
Oh, please, Carl, please. Please. Sorry, Carl.
Does she
God,
know
you know,
that?
I don't get entertained too much on this show because all I got is myself, and I don't like myself that much. But except for when Drew punches his mic, but I really do love those kind of things. She was scared of her feelings. Yeah.
But
she
maybe
couldn't
she
contain
just doesn't want to eat. But it makes
no,
sense.
No, look, just think about it this way, Carl. If she were really excited and into it and wanting to have a relationship with you, and she found out that you were into her, how do you think she'd react?
Well, that's the thing. She told me that's why she was upset is because she is scared because I treat her so nice.
Yeah. And she's got issues. She's an abusive relationship,
Drew.
Oh, yeah. Carl. Listen to me. You understand I'm a genius, right? You know that Drew would be making 50 cents if I wasn't here, right? That's weekly. That's not per show.
You're the cash register.
I am the cash register. Listen to me, Carl. Do not pursue this. She's got issues. I know you're going to keep doing it. You're needy. You're one good date with a nice chick away from getting out of this. You're going to waste years of your life with this.
This is not going to go anywhere, even if he does... Reel her in.
Find somebody and date them. Stop this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mila Kunis is here tonight along with Laura Prepon, both from That 70s Show, Tuesday nights, Fox, 8 o'clock, and syndicated, what's it on, let's see, Fox, 6:30? No, wait.
Syndicated 6:30
and UPN.
On UPN. 13, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right. You got another channel.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
But every like, I guess, city or network, however that works, has a different syndication.
Is it on Fox stations anywhere, other
places?
It probably
is. I mean,
it's UPN Los Angeles.
It's UPN Los Angeles, but in every city...
It's different.
It's different, yeah.
Right, because, like, you know, The Simpsons is Fox, but it's syndicated on Fox here, and same with King of the Hill, and I'm sure there's other examples of that.
Like, Married with Children and stuff is syndicated on its own network. Married with Children is syndicated on Fox and was produced by Fox, but we weren't produced by Fox.
Right.
We were produced by Carsey Warner.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Good people over there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the phones and speak to Sam, who's online, too. Sam, 17.
Howdy, guys. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
I just want to tell you guys, first off, I have great respect for what you guys do. I think the whole show idea was awesome. I listen to you guys, like, every night.
Thanks. It's always a little anticipation when it's you guys, because we're not sure if it's That 70s Show or the show. Usually lands on the guests, but we'll take this one. Thank you.
My question was, okay, like a week ago, I had unprotected sex with a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I heard through a friend of hers after she moved from this town that apparently she caught some STD from me that was like the common cold. And my question was, how the hell did she catch that if I lost my virginity with her?
What is this common cold reference? I don't understand.
Apparently it's like a very easily passed on. You catch it.
Well, there are many of those, but I don't understand.
I don't know which one it was. That was all I heard.
Well, she probably didn't get it from you if you lost your virginity.
Yeah. Right. That's probably that.
I was wondering.
But then again, he should have had something.
Yeah, I should have been wearing a condom.
No, you should have contracted something if she had something that she was harboring that she now believed.
Well, maybe she got it after him.
How long ago did you lose your virginity to her?
Like a week or two.
A week ago, and then she leaves town within that week. It's kind
of... You drove her out of town, Sam, with your penis?
I guess, man. I don't know.
Sam's from Alaska, too. Want to ask him about moose?
We're right ahead, man.
You have any sex? Ever have sex with a moose?
The thought never really crossed my mind.
Interesting. You ever see any moose or mooses or moose eye out there?
Oh, yeah. Every day. I live in a real small town, right? I mean, there's like 128 people if you count the dogs.
Do you live by the Wabbit River?
That was the last night.
Yeah.
All right, so she's out of town. So you should get yourself checked out. Do they have
check?
Well, what's...
Nice.
If if you not have any symptoms, it's really, I'm not sure it's going to be that fruitful to get checked out.
I'm not showing anything. I mean,
it would show in a week, though, this common cold.
She probably just got a vaginitis just from having him in her. It just upset the flora in there.
Maybe he had an immaculate infection.
Immaculate.
That's funny. See?
Thanks, man.
It's a word play on conception.
I got it.
All right, and I got one other question real quick.
What it's like, Anderson? You see what this is?
Yeah. Suck my dick.
All right, go ahead.
But, all right, I started going out with this chick that I just met, right? And I went to a Halloween party with a friend of mine, and she was hitting on me big time, apparently. She really likes me. I've grown up with her. I know her. I'm, like, stuck in the middle. I have no freaking clue what I'm doing right now.
Well, she's into you. You're into her?
No, he's not into her.
Yeah, well, a little bit. I mean, I understand her.
It said it's weird. It's weird that she. It's like your sister or something. You've been growing up with her and this sort of thing, right?
Kind of. I mean, I grew up with her for like 6 years.
Yeah, so that's always weird.
It's always weird.
I don't know. I'd just say, just tell her you're not interested. Just if you're friends with her, obviously, if you guys have any bit of relationship before, just saying. I mean, if I was interested in someone and they weren't interested in me, I'd rather hear it.
Or is it?
You don't have to say anything though. Just
I mean, if you do have, if you 6 years that you've known this one person, you should be able to have enough trust to be like, I don't.
But like or it. Is it? It's weird that now he's developing these sexual feelings and it's someone he's always considered like a sister. Now,
how old is he? How old are you?
He's 17.
Okay.
Well, don't a lot of people start out as friends and then you know
build? But if obviously if he doesn't like her.
Does.
Yeah. So he doesn't like her.
Sam.
No, he doesn't like her. Sam. Likes him.
Sam, what is your question? Do you like her or not?
I like them both. They're both cute. They're both smart. I mean, one of them I see obviously a lot more than the other.
Well, the other is the one that moved out of town, right?
No, the other lives in Kenai, which is like 100 miles away from me.
All right, hold on a second.
I say forget about the girl that got the STD from you, supposedly. Forget because she sounds like trouble. And if you at all have any bit of it, I just personally.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's the other.
Yeah.
Is that the other? I said the other moved out of town, and he said no. She lives.
I like her answer.
No, wait, I'm not done. Sam. Sam.
The one that.
Sam, listen to me. Is when you say the other girl, is that the one you originally spoke of, who you lost your virginity to?
No,
that is the third girl.
The one I'm going out with right now.
Right.
Is.
Okay.
And she lives in Kenai and
right. Sure.
The one that
Kenai.
Kenai, sure. I know where that is.
By the Wabba-Wabba.
Right.
Yeah.
The Wabba-Wabba.
That's just about 80 miles as the moose flies from where you are.
Okay, look, I don't know where who's from or whose girlfriend is who, but I'd say forget about the STD chick and then if you like any of the other girls, just go for it. You're young, you have nothing to lose and enjoy your life. That's
all
my
question. All right, Sam.
Good call, Neil.
All right,
thank you.
All right,
think that when you're seven, you just don't have to think about it that much.
What do they do? They pump they put Quaaludes in the drinking water over there in Alaska. What goes
you know,
on over
very,
there?
Very, very cold thing, everything slows down.
So that's what it is.
Slow. Everything's slow.
Yeah, like if you take molecules,
they slow. Yeah.
Yeah, and you take liquid nitrogen to them, they just almost stop, right?
They're not vibrating so much.
That's what's
spinning.
Going on. Yeah. That's what's going on. Okay. All right. Let's talk to Molly, who's 18.
Hey. I just started a methadone detox today.
Uh-huh.
Off of heroin.
Yeah.
And they didn't give me enough of the methadone, and they say that tomorrow they can give me more if I want, you know, to keep me well or whatever.
Mm.
But is that worth it, do you think, if I'm doing this to, like, get off of heroin?
Take a little Vicodin tonight, take some codeine, smoke a little heroin.
Drew, please.
Molly, it's better, if you really are serious about getting off heroin, go into a hospital and get off heroin and take care of this. The detox is not bad. It only takes about 3 to 5 days. Methadone's fine.
Well, see, because I've done it like that before, and I always end up going back, you know?
All right, well, you got to stay somewhere for 6 months or so and get in sober setting.
The methadone is, at 18, doesn't seem like a great angle.
It's okay to detox methadone, and one of the criticisms of methadone in the past is that we didn't use enough of it. So to use more is fine if you're going to use it. But if you're going to end up on methadone maintenance, that means you're going to be chronically ill the rest of your life.
I'm not doing the maintenance thing, and I'm going into like a residential place after I'm done with the detox.
All right, then take as much as you need. But as you taper down, it's going to be uncomfortable no matter what. There's no such thing as a perfect detox.
Well, just because, like, they gave me 30 units or whatever today, and they say that, like, tomorrow they can give me 40 and then 50 and then start going back down.
Yeah.
But, like, should I bother even doing that, or should I just stay, like, 30 right now?
No, go on up. Go on. I mean, if you're going to do this, follow the directions. Stop. Skip. Stop. Go ahead and surrender. Stop trying to do it on your own.
Okay.
Let some people do it. Take care of you. Follow directions.
Are you just trying to get through the night, Molly?
What do you mean?
Is tonight the problem, or is it...
Well, I mean, yeah, tonight sucks, but, like, I don't want to be on heroin anymore, you know?
Okay. Well, you've got a good plan to go into residential program. It's an excellent plan. Go ahead and do the taper. Get off. You know, try not to chip, get in that program, and get going, all right?
Okay.
It's a good plan. It's a good plan.
All right. Hey, Drew, what about a little booze? Huh?
No.
Not a good plan?
Not a good plan.
Make it through the night?
Not a good plan. Not hot, I'm not booze. I know you. That's how you get through every night. I understand that.
Yeah, well, what about tonight, though, like, specifically, anyway?
Well, go to bed.
I can't sleep, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about... You can't do 1,000 jumping jacks till you fall over or something. No. That's my plan. Drill everyone to death.
Yeah.
Hey, what about tonight? How does she get through tonight? She doesn't want to do any heroin. You're telling her not to drink any wine.
Want to go to a meeting and get somebody to help you get through this night?
It's late. It's 11 o'clock.
And the numbers you can call if you're like trying to relapse and something. You just always call a number and they'll come help you.
Yeah, you pull into any Denny's. There's got to be a bunch of rehab people smoking,
like
drinking coffee.
Yeah, I don't like going to sleep or something.
But at all the Denny's, there's also a bunch of people on, like, meth and stuff.
Watch the S-word there, Molly.
Huh?
Molly, you got to just make it through tonight. You just got to go to bed.
You only have a 30-milligram dose. You've already taken it. Is that right?
Yes.
And heroin is your drug of choice?
Yes.
How much are you taking every day?
Like 2 grams.
2 grams a day.
Yes.
Is that a lot?
That's a fair amount. And when was your last hit?
This morning.
Okay.
So of heroin.
Heroin, yeah.
Yeah.
And how long ago did you take the methadone?
At like 3 or something, 2 or 3.
Is there... Oh, Christ. I hate methadone.
Well, I'm a big fan of it.
They didn't give you anything else? You have no access to anything else? No.
Well, a hospital a couple nights before gave me like clonidine and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the people at the methadone place told me not to take those.
What else do you have there? Clonidine, what else?
And like a lorazepam or something.
Lorazepam, take that.
Yeah.
Okay, take, what's the dose you have of that?
I'm not sure, I think it's like...
You could take 1 or 2 milligrams of that tonight. That will help a lot.
Take 1 or 2 milligrams?
And 1 or 2 milligrams tonight, and that will help you sleep. But that's not something you can take regularly. You're going to like that a lot. So be careful.
Are you at home right now?
Yeah.
Do you have anyone there with you?
Yeah.
Who's there?
My parents.
Right. But are they know you're kicking heroin?
Yeah.
All right, good. Take the lorazepam, take 1 or 2 milligrams. That should get you through the night. Get a bigger dose tomorrow and push them for something more that gives you better coverage.
Yeah. You masturbate.
But the lorazepam...
That puts you to sleep.
You got that, Molly? That's Adam's solution for everything. I'm going to mention that to my patients on the unit tomorrow morning. That was the first thing I'm going to say when I go march out of the unit.
Hey, as the old Jewish joke goes, Kunhoit, I think that's how it goes.
Nice.
All right, Molly, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself.
Lorazepam, 1 or 2 milligrams, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool when people admit that they have a problem, though. I got to respect that. When people, like, know they have a problem and are trying to do it.
It's touching, isn't it? I mean, you really feel they suffer.
No, I'm 19. I know probably a handful of people who have done drugs and are over it. And I know two that overdose. I completely respect the people that admit that they have a problem and are trying to take it. I mean, I understand it's completely hard, but as long as she does it, I think it's
hard
great.
Part is getting really to capitulate to the intensity of treatment they need.
Well, wouldn't it be better if she's like trying, if she's having problems tonight, she should be with someone.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like she should go to her parents and be with them and watch TV around them.
So absolutely.
If she is listening, I don't think she should be in her bedroom by herself.
No.
I think she should take something to help her to sleep through the detox.
That's the lorazepam.
What is like a sleeping pill or something?
The Ativan.
Yeah.
But I'm totally against everything, but I just think that maybe she should just go and talk to a friend. I mean, who's not a drug and just go and...
Well, it's an interesting piece of advice, because that's ultimately what we try to teach addicts to do, is to be able to use their interpersonal experiences, the intersubjective experiences, as a way of regulating all the unpleasantness in their head.
Masturbate.
That's the new
we'll
plan.
Buy a vibrator.
That's the new one. We're handing out vibrators tomorrow morning in my unit.
There's going to be a second and a half where she's not thinking about heroin. Do you know what I'm saying when she masturbates?
She may be while she's masturbating, you understand?
Yeah, but when that climax hits, she's not going to be
worried
about
it. But how old is she? 17?
Hit.
She might not be able to climax. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She's doing heroin.
So it might make her a little more aggravated. See?
Uh-huh.
See?
Tire herself out. Go to bed.
But it might make her a little more aggravated that she can't actually climax and therefore
she maybe she'll be able to go to bed after.
She was 18 and she was doing a lot of heroin. She can masturbate.
But as long as she's taking care of it, it's good.
Porno movie.
Methadone, sometimes you can't, though. Yeah. That's one of the problems with it.
Chris?
Hi, how's it going?
27, what's up?
Not much. Well, I guess it started when I was 5 years old. My dad made me and my sister do it for the first time when I was about 7 years old. After that, we never did it again. My dad passed away, had problems. I knew something was wrong when I was real young. I was like, you know, I was toward girls, you know, I thought it was something different. And then after I grew up, about 18, 19, after me and my sister talked about what happened, I'm 27, I haven't done it yet. Every time I talk to girls, I feel nervous. But then the girls I know think I'm so sweet, I'm so nice. I talked to my sister, she says that, you know, I should know, I should wait to the perfect...
All right, well, hold on a second. This is male Chris, yes?
Yes.
Chris the boy. And your dad forced you to have sex with your sister?
Sister, when we were young, so about 6 or 7 years old.
Six or seven. And yeah. How many times do you think this happened?
Once.
One time. Once. All right.
Then after that, I remember...
And then he died.
And then he died.
Well, actually, he killed himself.
Oh.
For the thing, other reasons.
That's good.
And then I think I have a flash memory of my mom molesting me.
Right.
When I grew up, I talked to my sister about it. She said, yes, that did happen.
And is your sister older or younger?
Younger than I am.
How much younger?
She's 24. She's married. She has a kid already.
Oh, bad times.
Yeah.
And I worry about the guy she married.
Mm.
I truly worry about that guy. But anyway, you're not married.
No, actually, I'm 27. And, I'm actually, the girls I know, they sound so sweet, so nice.
Chris, stop. Chris, stop. We got all that.
You like the ladies, do you?
Well, I talk to them. And the problem is, every time I'm around them, I get nervous. You know,
mm-hmm.
I actually...
Mm-hmm. Do you like men or you like women?
No, I like girls.
You like girls. Right. Yeah. Are you a virgin? Have you been with?
Yes, he's a virgin.
You are? Okay. All right. Has he never had a full-time girlfriend?
No, actually, I never had a girlfriend. All the girls I've known throughout my whole life.
Thank you, sweetie.
Sweet guy.
Nice.
Sing a nice guy. And ironically, they only have sex with the a-hole, so they got to start thinking you're an a-hole, then you get laid.
No,
what do you do for a living, Chris?
Actually, I'm a part-time. I work part-time, and I go to school part-time.
What do you do in work?
I'm a bagger.
Stores. Puts hookers into bags and then throws them in the car.
Got it. I got it.
And are you, what are you studying in school?
I'm majoring in art history.
Art history.
Yeah.
All right. You want to be a teacher one day or something?
I'm actually a professor.
Okay. But you're going to junior college?
Yeah, then I'm planning on going up to Sac State in about a year or so.
Okay. About 30 years before you get that degree. So... you're working in the union, the baggers union? Oh, that's good. That's decent money. You able to support yourself?
No, actually, I'm living with my stepdad and my mom right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're helping me out.
Yeah, you thinking about moving out, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't move out, but right now it's the amount of money that it costs to live out here.
Okay.
It's very hard to support yourself.
Right. And are you... Have you had any therapy, any counseling for this traumatic childhood you've lived?
Not really. I remember it. Then it kind of like went away for a few years, and all of a sudden, it just came back. I mean, over the past 8 years...
Chris.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
All right. Girls think you're sweet.
The girls think you're sweet?
What's that?
Yeah.
Like, he was really sweet.
All right, so... So, Chris, how about maybe a little counseling for this horrible traumatic trauma of a childhood you've had?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Yeah. And you have any friends? You have any buddies?
Yeah, a lot of buddies.
You do? A lot?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So you're social and you get around and you get out?
You have friends at school?
Yeah, friends at school, but the problem is, you know, when I'm around girls, I get nervous.
All right. Well, here's the whole deal, Chris. As you know, I'm a genius because I said that 3 calls ago.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to listen to me. Don't worry about the ladies right now. See, guys, they put the cart in front of the horse with the ladies. They're worried about getting the ladies from their parents' living room at age 27, from junior college at age 27.
That's right.
That's not the that's not the direction you need to go. You need to worry about getting out of your parents' house, getting your own place, hanging out with your buddies, getting out of junior college and going to a four-year school, getting every part of your life moving forward, every part from working out to getting a decent car to getting out of the house. Now, it's not like women won't date a guy who doesn't drive a sports car, but they have trouble dating guys that are living at home well into their
20s. 27?
That's what you got to focus on. And right now, you don't have a ramp, and there's no ramp good enough to work around you living at home and going to junior college.
Well, the problem is, over the past 8 years, I could have done it eight times, eight different girls. For some reason, something's kind of passed something up, you know, sure, you know.
Yeah, you've been traumatized in the past.
You're not steady on your feet. Yeah. You got to get on your feet. Don't worry about the women. You worry about work. You worry about saving up some money. You worry about first and last.
Yep.
Move out of the house. Get the education going. Yeah. Hang out with your buddies.
Everything else will take care of itself.
Oh, man. Oh, baby.
He'll have a radio show in 10
years. Eight chances in the last 8 years. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not sure why he didn't capitalize on that. But
he freaks out. It's too traumatic.
Now, shouldn't he like boys or something? At this point,
he was traumatized.
What do you say to that when someone's been so like traumatized? What do you do?
Yeah, good times.
Go and masturbate.
I tell him what I told him, which is, and I think we both do, which is don't focus on the area of your life that you don't do very well at. I mean, focus on the other things. Get everything else going. Get the job going. Get the career going. And get the therapy going.
Has he ever had any sexual experience with a girl? I mean, any?
Well, now he's already 27. I mean, what can you do to...
Age of 5?
Yeah.
He's,
what can you do to undo his
trauma? I mean, he's already 27. That would take a lot of...
work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's worth it. I mean, he
should
try.
But does he have any female friends? I mean, I know they all think they like him because he's so nice, but does he consider them... like, do they all hang out? Or does he not... is he afraid of, like, talking to girls?
Like you said, he had 8 opportunities and he couldn't... What do you call it?
Close the deal.
Yeah.
So but close the deal doesn't mean that he never had a sexual experience of some sort, though.
He's all messed up. I mean, from when he was little, so I don't even think he could close the deal if he wanted to.
That's right. That's exactly the problem.
All right. Brandon?
Hey, Drew, Adam, love the show.
Thank you.
Laura and Mila, you're so talented. I love that 70 show, one of my favorite shows.
Thank you.
Anyway, my question's for Mila. I just wanted to know how it was working with Aerosmith in the Jaded video. How'd you like that?
It was really, really fun. I mean, we did it in about 3 days, and they were extremely nice guys. I met them for only about 40 minutes out of the 3 days, but the time that they come in, they came in. They were really nice because we had the Cirque du Soleil there, or some kind of circus, and they came and shook hands with everyone. They were really, really, really sweet guys. So they were really fun to work with.
Great.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
it. You're good?
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Good times. Yeah. Let's take a little break. Let's all just take a breath and be glad that we're not strung out on methadone or that we never had to have sex with
at the age of 5.
Our sisters at 5, yes.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good times.
Yeah.
So amen.
Never had to do any of that.
Had to clean carpets.
Yeah.
It's getting close.
Yeah. I would have had sex with my sister once
to avoid
cleaning carpets for a year.
Nice.
Would have done it.
Yeah.
And if she was a good sister, she would agree to it. I don't see you with that wand in your hand, bent over some red onion at 4 in the morning. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to talk to her about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mila Kunis and Laura Prepon are both here.
That's fine. Thank you.
All right.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? That 70s show, everybody, Tuesday nights.
Yeah, he plugs it every single commercial break.
That's good. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, it's my job. That's less talking to the callers. Robert?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Well, it's like this, man. My girl's been out of town for 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and getting a little hot and horny, you know what I mean?
Don't masturbate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
So, started experimenting with some different stuff and came across a bottle of her cocoa butter oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have burnt the hell out of the tip of my wang.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, you know, what I could do for that.
Yeah. You know what she may have done? My old lady did that. She put a little drop of acid in all the creams in the house, including the dishwasher.
What? Did you ice this? Is this true?
Yeah. My mom did this, too. But that's how my dad died, because she did it to the butter.
She didn't think you actually might eat the butter.
She found the cube in the room once, and it was still warm.
Can't the guy put aloe vera lotion on it?
Like banana boat or something?
Like, is it burning?
It's not burning. It just feels kind of weird. It don't feel right, but it's all wrinkly.
Don't put any more cocoa butter on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some of that gel from Rite Aid, the anti-burning itching.
Yeah,
stuff.
You get some Cordate over the counter. Yeah, that'll take care of it.
Really? On your penis?
Your penis look like a matchstick to lit. You know, it's actually ignite at that point.
Lawyer's advice.
Yeah. Dip it in Theraflu. On the tip of it.
You smoking a lot of weed there, Robert?
I just quit.
Yeah, yesterday.
This morning. Five days ago.
Oh, good time.
Why'd you quit?
I got to get a drug test at a job.
Yep.
That's not quitting. That's putting
it
on hold.
Don't usually ask your friends to pee in a cup or something?
What's that?
No, nice, okay. Laura. Give me some advice.
I'm just going to stop talking. My advice is bad.
Actually, so I think it's pretty legit there.
Where are you working? Where are you trying to get a gig?
The post office.
Really?
They give drug tests at the post office now?
Hold on, they don't hire white people, do they?
What's that?
Las Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Never seen a white guy behind the counter at the post office, unless it's that sort of just crazy, balding, red-haired guy with the pork chop sideburns, loner guy, super skinny and freaky with the beady eyes.
Is that what you look like?
Not now, but about 20 years of working at the post office, that's what it's going to look like.
Nice, good advice.
Here's what the post office says. Morbidly obese black folk, and then crazy skinny Ichabod Crane Irish guy with the pork chops and the bald head.
Now you're going to get starting phone calls from people from the post office. That's not what I look like.
Oh, is that what a black person sounds like?
No! Oh, my God.
That wasn't an Irishman.
Yes. That was an Irishman.
Wow, true.
My goodness, I'm insulted.
Me too.
I'm shocked at the insensitivity displayed by these young ladies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Please. I was standing up for the post office.
I guess that's what Mila thinks of all black.
Oh, my God.
I hate the post office, so whatever.
Yeah. I love the post office.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Marianne?
So Mila gets injections in her eyeball regularly.
I do steroid injections.
In your eyeball?
Yeah, she can show you where they inject.
Yeah, the white
stuff.
Wait,
it got better because you didn't see it when it was...
Look,
wait, is this not what we're talking about? This is a month.
I'm taking the heat off you, Mila.
Every day at work for a week. Up.
Yeah,
into the eyeball then.
It's got.
This is a month into it. You get it done. I have to get next one's November.
That must feel off with the needle just going in.
You know what? It's psychologically disturbing. It's not so much ow, it's painful. It's more like you're looking this way, so this eye sees the needle going. They put so much numbing cream on it that it's not the essential. It's a pressure pain, not a pinching pain. But it's just watching the needle. I mean, listen, if anybody has a problem with anything medically, just go get it checked out, because that's where I learned. It's just not good to let it dry.
When we were on the road in Syracuse. I gave Drew a shot in his eyeball. Remember that? Drew likes a little jizz humor. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, well, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I told you. I said, leave the glasses on. I like the old doctor thing. He's like, please. Yep.
I wonder, Lima, because I love seeing you enjoy the reception.
Would you guys like to see my form one more time?
Yeah, sure.
I claim that I'm the number one receiver of oral sex in terms of form, that my decorum, my etiquette could not be beat.
See it. Let's
but
see
doesn't
it.
The girl need to know that you're enjoying it if you just lay there whatever's in front? What the hell?
I have,
You need to, show something.
I do,
hey,
I do.
That feels good. Or,
at the end, he shows something.
Make a noise.
Okay. That's where I got the shot. See?
At the end, he lets out a little girl, okay.
No, that's it. It's all in what's produced.
Right, right. All right, you ready?
We're ready.
Here's my form.
Action.
It seems to get better and better every
time. Does that mean it's good?
Wait a minute. You promised you would not show that. Wait a minute.
It's not bad, right? Barely move.
Nice.
I don't do a lot of distracting, like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I'm not a head grabber,
no.
Not into that.
You don't
that.
Punch them in the head.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to do the head grabber. That's not
cool.
No, women don't like that.
We got to show something.
No, it's demeaning.
Like it.
No, it's demeaning.
Women find it demeaning.
That's right.
Nice sound effect.
That's right. Every once in a while, when I think you've lost a little enthusiasm, I throw in, oh, yeah. That just keeps going.
That was just so sincere. Let me tell you,
doesn't
that
it sound too convincing,
great.
Adam?
He's yeah. Adam going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, no, he's like watching the football game. He's like, oh, yeah.
And it's like, wait, the Angels are on, honey. Turn on.
Wouldn't be the football game.
Once in a while,
watching a porno.
I toss in a...
But he would be holding the football. Like
yes, exactly.
Yes, all right. The good times.
Good times.
Marianne?
Hello?
You're 17?
Hi. I've been dyeing my hair for about a year and a half or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped almost a year ago, but while I was dyeing my hair and steadily since, my hair's been falling out. And, I mean, I started with really thick hair, so it's not very noticeable.
Yeah.
And I'm scared that it might start to be noticeable. And all the hair loss treatments I've seen are for hereditary hair loss,
yeah.
And mostly for guys. And I didn't know if Dr. June knew of anything that was out there to
You help. Can use Rogaine for this kind of thing, but
You picking it yourself? And she seems obsessed with her hair. She's dyeing her hair all the time.
You know what you can do? There's this vitamin called Horst, because my sister lives in Japan.
Oh, you told
for
me about
years.
This. Horst something.
Yeah, my sister lived in Japan, and her hair started... because of the diet or something, and then her hair started thinning and stuff, and she started taking this vitamin called horsetail, and in like a year it was like fully like strong
it.
And oh yeah, I take it every day.
It's just like an over-the-counter like
it's just
vitamin.
Like a vitamin.
But my understanding with the hair dying though is the hair just splits off. It's not that it's falling out of the follicle.
Yeah, but when it grows back, it'll be healthy with like that's just. I mean, I know the horsetail works.
Did you bleach or just dye it?
I just dyed it.
But what is it? Horsetail is a kind of herb that they call horsetail.
Wait, is it?
It's called horsetail, but it's really good because I mean I saw what happened.
Because it'd be malnutrition instead of dyeing the hair. Like, is she getting? I mean, literally, is she getting her vitamins? Just a hair dye?
Well, a hair dye is so it dries out your hair.
I know,
it's
but
really
it doesn't.
Bad.
No, only if you bleach it, then your hair can fall out.
Then it breaks off. But you can actually any chemical in your hair and the hair can start falling.
Just
out.
Cut off the split ends and stop dyeing your hair, and it should grow back strong. And take horsetail.
But see, I haven't dyed it for like a year, and it's not like split ends.
It's just falling out. Okay.
Falling out.
Are you having any? Are you on any medication?
Not at all.
Birth control pills?
Uh-uh.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You have no herbs, nothing over the counter.
Mm-mm.
Have you developed any other symptoms besides the hair loss?
No, that's it.
You don't pick it yourself?
No.
And is it in a particular area, or is it diffuse throughout your scalp?
No, it's just like it falls out, that like in the shower
everywhere.
Or anywhere.
Okay. And you've not been pregnant or anything like that recently?
Mm-mm, no.
You've not been through any kind of like car accident or trauma?
Nothing.
Hmm. Do you got eating disorder?
No.
Your nutrition's normal?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. See, what did I say? Mm. It's not, dyeing your hair will not make it fall out, so you bleach it constantly.
Yeah.
But I wasn't bleaching it, though.
Right, so it's something else.
What about your eating nutrition?
Hold on. Yeah, you're always right. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I wasn't saying.
Else.
You see? I'm right about being wrong.
What about nutrition? What's going on with your nutrition?
I eat normally. I haven't changed my diet.
All right. Then go to a doctor.
Dermatologist. All right.
No, they have guys who specialize in this.
Dermatologist.
Eat broccoli.
Well.
That's got to be scary.
Dermatologists. They're guys who specialize in the whole hair thing.
Yeah.
Well, hair replacement. That's different.
No, they analyze and they do the whole thing. They put the scope on your head and they can. Have you ever seen this?
No.
And it was a man show bit. They take this scope and they run along your head and it's enlarged 1,000%. And you can see it on the TV. You can see the thin. You can see the thick. They have specialists.
What about using Rogaine?
Rogaine will help her.
Go
regardless what the cause is.
Yeah,
go see a specialist. Yeah. They might have an idea. All right, let's talk to Tiffany, who's 18. Tiffany?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I just had a few questions and comments about that 70s show.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, first, I want to ask Laura if Topher is a good kisser.
Oh, my God. Sure, yeah. Well, we kiss so much. Mila's over here, like, cracking up. We kiss so much now on the show. Whatever. We kiss so much on the show that now it's just, like, not even... You know, we're just like, oh, we have to make out on the scene. All right,
yeah.
Let's go. It's not even, because we're such good friends that it's just like, not even a big deal.
Oh, that's cool.
So we don't really think, this is a good kisser or this isn't a good kisser. We just kind of, like, we literally make out every week, so it's not even a big deal.
You use your tongues?
No. He tries to slip it in there every once in a while.
See what I'm saying?
No, just joking. I'm just joking. But we're very professional, and we're, like, best friends, so it's not even a big deal.
Oh, does he have a girlfriend?
What do you think, Mila?
She killed her.
Yeah, in a jealous rage.
Does he ever?
No, she. I don't think he does have a girlfriend right now.
Does he ever get an erection when he's making out?
I don't think so. No, because when you're in front of the cameras with the audience, I think guys are too nervous to, like, get an erection.
Well, what about porn movies? There's a camera there.
Well, are there cameras, in, like, 100 people in the audience watching you?
You could do one of those gangbang films.
Well, you said you've been in the room where they're filming those porn. There's like 40 guys hanging out.
Yeah, worse than 100 guys, there's one guy in cutoffs with duct tape hanging from his belt who's talking.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right, Tiffany.
Yeah.
They're good times, right?
Yeah.
I've taught it.
All right. Settle down, you two. What do you think this is, a slumber party? Jesus Christ.
I just had a few more comments. I just want to let everybody out there listening know that Laura and Mila and, like, the whole cast are really genuinely nice people. I've met you guys, like, twice. I saw the taping of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Mila, you lied to me because I really wanted to meet Topher, and he was, like, driving away, and I asked you if it was him, and you're like, no, and it ended up being him.
I try to keep his life safe. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know, what am I going to do? Go find him.
Crazy broad following him home.
Who cares?
No, you did the right thing.
I don't know. I apologize for lying to you.
We have met most of the cast, and they are really nice people, right? Fun and nice.
Thanks.
Think about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone starts getting a big head, we all just, we're like, that's not going to happen, and that's not going to fly. So we're all really, keep each other in check, and that's why we still are really close.
Well, I think it's because everybody started off really young and kind of non...
Yeah, we didn't really know anything about the business.
I don't know, though. They're starting off young and doing it, and, you've had success for 4 or 5 years now. You could be a-holes by now.
No, because when everybody starts...
By now, but we're not yet, I'd like to think. So.
That's the point.
Yeah.
The compliment he's giving you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. You should be a-holes. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
I apologize for not being an asshole.
Drew, what keeps you grounded? Just your wretched self-esteem?
Very wretched self-esteem.
Multiple family system. Domineering mother.
And my insanely busy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
My position for taking oral. I focus so much on my form.
Well, knowing that you're the top of the heap, that you're the one. You're the one they're gunning for.
The only way to stay on the top of that heap is to focus 24/7 on it. All right, we're gonna take a break. I'm gonna work on my form during the break, and we'll be back.
The fact that you get these injections in your eye for the iritis can be a sign of Reiter syndrome. And one of the Reiter syndrome, that's why you get those x-rays of your pelvis.
Okay.
And your hand. One of the classic signs of that is inflammation of the Achilles tendon. And you were just pointing at your...
Yeah, really? I think it's just the shoe, though. I think the shoe rubbed it in a weird...
I think it's his blister.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. Please, I had so many tests done on what to find out what was wrong with me, and I think initially it was just in my blood. I think that's all they found.
It's just your eye.
It's just my damn eye.
That 70s show.
All right, ready to go to the phones?
Ready to go.
Let's talk to David. David.
David
hung up.
Hello?
You're 25. What's up?
I'm 25, and I'm gay. And
you're gay. Man, go ahead.
I said that.
And I always go after, younger guys, and it's, I don't know, it's just messed up.
How young?
The last two were 19.
But at least they're legal.
And how old are you?
25. I'm 25.
What's the youngest?
That I look at?
Yeah.
Like 16.
Okay. Yeah, well, at least that he looks at.
But is that sort of where your attractions lie?
Yeah, and it's, nothing's ever going to come of that, and I want to change that, but there doesn't seem to be anything I, you know, I can't.
Well, what's the problem with 19-year-olds? You're 25. What's the big deal?
Well, they either
date a 19-year-old guy.
They either just use me, or they're not interested, or you know, and they're not. I mean, they're 19. I can't have anything with, you know, someone.
Well, like a common reason that people get focused on young folks is theoretically an attempt to sort of retrieve some broken aspect of yourself. So were you sexually abused at a young age?
No.
Nothing like that ever happened to you? No trauma?
No.
All right. Look, there's a big problem with 19-year-olds. They're inherently flawed, the gay ones. How does this work? You think it'd be a utopia if you were dating guys that were 23 or 24?
They're just immature.
Why, are you looking for a relationship or are you looking for a fling?
Well, ultimately a relationship.
All right, so date a guy who's 24.
I'm never attracted to guys that are 24.
That's a big difference between a 19-year-old and a 24-year-old anyway. Right. About 5 pubes and 3 pounds.
And can't you look fine,
with you
fine
gay guys
that look younger and they're going
to
be older?
Well, are you attracted physically to a younger guy or mentally? What's the attraction of a 19-year-old physically? I know tons of 24-year-old gay guys who look like they're 16, 17.
Don't you hook them up?
Please, all of them was Hollywood. It's not that hard to find them.
He's in Portland.
Never mind.
That's a problem.
Yeah, listen, gay guys look like they're 16 when they're 47. With the exfoliation and all the creams and the sunscreen. These people take care of themselves. They shine. They're like new dimes, these gays. And they're beautiful. What are you talking about? You can't find a 24-year-old that looks like he's 19 or 20. You don't want a relationship, David. Something's up.
Yeah,
What's wrong with you?
I do not believe you.
I don't believe
it.
Yeah. What happened to you? What turned you gay?
Nothing turned me gay.
Nothing?
I want to be gay.
Have you ever had a female experience?
Yes.
Yeah? Not good?
Could you, what's your term? Close the deal?
Close the deal.
Close the deal.
Just not your thing.
Oh.
I was 17. Yeah.
But you closed the deal, so you were able to get it up and enjoy it?
How old were you when you first wore the mail?
Let's see, like full-blown sex or just...
No, just anything.
I was 16.
Mm-hmm. How about your mom? How is she?
I don't talk to my parents anymore, really.
How come? Well,
yeah, so what's up with mom? Come? Domineering? Loudmouth?
Well, when I told my parents I was gay, it didn't go over well, so...
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 20.
And what is it about your parents that they couldn't handle that?
I don't know. They're not religious or anything. They freaked.
What kind of woman is your mom?
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I want to know.
I mean, I don't know. She was a house mom, growing up.
Loudmouth or quiet?
Average.
All right. All right, you're gay. You're biologically gay. We all believe you. And now you just got to find yourself a nice 25-year-old guy
who looks like he's
19.
19.
Yeah. But 25 and 19 just doesn't sound like it's that big of a gap.
It isn't. David, this isn't a problem. You have overall relationship problems, but it's not an age thing. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. What do you do? We work somewhere?
Well, I have two jobs. I work part-time as a security guard, and I do credit card customer service on the telephone.
All right, meet a nice guy at work.
Okay.
All right. Listen, David, whatever's up with you, It needs to be sorted out. It has zero to do with the age thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he wants us to tell him.
You're
all
gay.
All 19-year-olds are flawed. You can't have a relationship with them.
No, do you want to take this one?
There's a million 19-year-old guys in relationships. All right. Jacob.
Yeah.
You're 20. You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. I was skating like a week ago, and I hit my nuts on a rail. Well, it was like not my nuts, but like the bone under my nuts.
The bone under your nuts.
Yeah, and it's like really...
Cervix? Wait, that's not...
The perineum. I guess.
Is that the taint?
I don't think
the
guys taint. Have a cervix.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Laura.
Just making sure.
All right, yeah?
And I want to know, like, what can I do? Because it's happened before, because I, like, played baseball when I was, like, 10, and they had to take me to a doctor, and that was pretty embarrassing. They had to, like, look at my nuts and crap. But this is... It's not my nuts. It's, like, under, and I can't even walk anymore. It, like, hurts. Really bad.
Probably because you're healing, because that's a pretty brutal fall.
But here's the problem, though. They got to get past your nuts to get to that bone, right?
Yeah.
To get to that area.
It's not really a bone back there, Jacob. It's part of the problem. And there's a lot of machinery, a lot of tubing and things that can go sort of wrong.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You screwballs riding those handrails, doing those grinders. It's crazy.
Have you ever seen Jackass? You don't want to go there.
Oh, my God. You should be wearing a cup. Are you wearing a cup?
No, it bothers you. You can't even skate,
right? Maybe you should wear a cup and be safe.
It's ridiculous. Hold on a second. I played 11 years of football with a cup. You know what I mean? Walter Payton rushed for 17,000 yards with a cup on. You could get high and jump on a rail on your crappy skateboard with a cup on.
Wouldn't have protected his perineum, though, his taint.
It wouldn't?
And it doesn't go way up under like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't. But, you know, there are cups used by martial artists, kickboxing cups, that do curl under.
Way under like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. A guy's kickbox 10 rounds with a cup on. Don't
but
tell me you couldn't ride a skateboard.
But if you're falling down on a rail, yeah. I don't know if that would help too much.
It would just push the cup up inside.
Yeah, that would be even worse.
Okay, so just never wear a cup.
No, I think the cup would protect your nuts.
No, just stop skating those rails.
Yeah, but he's not going to do that. Jacob?
Yeah?
Have you learned your lesson? You going to stop skating the rails?
No.
He's
Does it hurt when you pee? Oh, Mom's in there.
Oh, and he's listening to the radio. All right, listen, go to the doctor. We don't care. I hate teenage boys. I can't. If I have a son and on his 13th birthday, no. I freeze him.
If he's in the bubble, he won't need to wear a cup.
We just send him away?
No, because I don't want him torturing other people. I'm going to just freeze him like Disney.
At 13.
Yeah, and I'll thaw him out 5-8 years later.
Nice.
Yeah. He'll still be 13.
Yeah.
Still be just much of a pain in the ass.
But his license will say that he's 19.
Oh, I see.
So you won't be responsible for him? Is that what the problem is?
I can't stand 14-year-old boys anymore.
You were 14. What's your problem?
I was a prince.
I'm sure. I could tell.
Adam was a saint.
You were someone who started with a PR, but it wasn't prince.
Oh. You were saying I was priceless. That's what I love about him. Hey, you're a prick. I just can't. Every goddamn 14-year-old that calls the show acts like we called them at home. What? Yeah, what happened? They tell us half a story, and then we have to fill in all the blanks.
Because
you know what? Because they're stupid and they're angry, and they got so much bravado and attitude at 14. Because when puberty kicks in for a male, you have to become like five guys instead of the half guy that you really are.
You know everything.
You squirrely little wussies with your zits and your bad teenage mustache and your knobby knees. You pussies, stop calling this show.
And your Bruce Taints, stop calling.
Your Bruce Taints and teenage mustaches. How dare you call this show and interrupt it with your crazy problems. And they'll never not do whatever they did to hurt themselves in the first place. It's like, you're going to have to put that skateboard away. Idiots. Go ahead.
They learn their lesson sooner.
No, I hope you guys all do grinders on your sacks and you can never have kids. You're rendered sterile. Sterile, so we won't have to deal with your offspring.
Nice.
Thank you. We'll be back. All right, I want to thank Mila and Laura for coming in from That 70s Show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming. Anytime, lady.
Thank you.
Thank you for the applause.
That 70s Show, Tuesday nights, Fox, 8 o'clock. Keep watching it and syndicated, on a station near you. You can just look that up. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
A little hot and horny, you know what I mean?
Don't masturbate.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.